Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we're joined by a very special guest, David Starbuck Smith, an expert in body mechanics, anatomy, health in general, and a former professional tennis player. So David, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So we're bringing you on. You're an expert in all these different fields, especially dealing with the body. So you wrote an article recently about three ways to enjoy a pain-free 2025. And unfortunately, a lot of people deal with chronic pain in their day-to-day lives. So let's kind of talk about some tips to kind of help overcome chronic pain in their lives. And one of the ways you write about is improving or maintaining flexibility. How does that help manage chronic pain?
That's a great question. Pain sets in for several different reasons, which I talk about in my book. But one of the big things that happens to our bodies, not just as we age, but as we move less, is we begin to get tight. Our bodies get tight. Our joints start to lock down a little bit. And as we get more and more tight, we lose joint range of motion. And anytime you lose range of motion in any joint, be it an ankle, a knee, a hip, your spine, or your shoulder, then you begin to use some muscles more than others, and that predisposes them more to injury. But the other part of it is that muscles don't just move bones, they also redistribute force through our bodies and through the joint. So, for instance, your bicep and your tricep muscles, which attach into your shoulder joint, they don't just bend the elbow and move the shoulder, they also direct force directly through the joint. So if they're imbalanced, if one muscle is too tight and the shoulder joint changes its position, then that means that force is now distributed unequally through the joint, and that can lead to premature wear and tear on some parts of the joint, and that can lead to pain.
And I feel like that leads right into the next topic I kind of wanted to cover with you. You talk about varying your activities and strength routines. Now, I know with the new year, a lot of people have that resolution of getting out and going to the gym more often than they did in the previous year. But some people kind of fall into that trap of sticking to one routine and only working out one muscle group. Now, let's kind of talk about it for a second. How can varying these activities really help you in the long term to deal with chronic pain?
Yes. I'm sure you've seen it yourself, and we've all seen it. We go to the gym, and we see people doing exercises or routines that may not be in the best form. For example, you do a squat, and the knees collapse in, or one foot is turned out more than the other. And the thing is that our bodies always run to our strongest points. So in order to lift a weight or do something difficult, then our bodies will find a way to do it. And it doesn't always mean it'll do it in the best and most balanced way. So what happens is we take these imbalanced bodies, we take our imbalanced bodies to the weight room or to an activity, and as we add demand in the form of just, say, running or weightlifting, strength training, then we start to reinforce the imbalances that we already show up with. And that's one of the big problems about weightlifting sometimes and strength training, is that you're simply strengthening the imbalance. You're strengthening the tightness, strengthening the imbalanced muscles on one side of your body compared to the other. And as that happens, muscles move bones. And as your body becomes more and more imbalanced, it changes position. So your pelvis can change position when the abdominals or hip flexors are too tight. Your shoulders can change position when your biceps and your pecs are too tight. So, and that goes for every muscle. Any muscle that's out of balance and too tight or too short or too weak, it's going to lead to a positional change in the joint. And as I said earlier, when the position of the joint changes, the function of the joint changes, and it predisposes the joint to injury. So the key to lifting weights and the key to staying healthy, to staying balanced, is to vary your weight routines. We are use it or lose it creatures. So if you're not using these muscles, you're losing them. And if you're overusing some muscles compared to the others, you're overdeveloping them. So what you really want to focus on maintaining a balanced, varied strength routine. I'm a big fan of not just focusing on shoulders one day and legs the next day. I'm a big fan of focusing on shoulders, legs, back, front and back, side to side, in every single out I do. And I encourage others to do the same. And, you know, that goes back a little bit to flexibility. One of the most important things is to maintain your flexibility. And weightlifting and strength training can have the opposite effect. So I always tell people, and I tell the people I work with, set the base of being flexible first, get the range of motion in your joints to where they need to be, and then go strengthen them up. And always remember that if they start to get tight, go back to the baseline, restore motion, then get back to strength.
And I really like that approach to it, restoring that baseline, keeping that flexibility intact while still trying to develop those muscles. That's something where a lot of influencers on the internet, you're not going to see them talking about that. They're going to have you focusing on one group in particular, trying to get big. But I like this approach that you're talking about in maintaining that flexibility. And then kind of the last one you've talked about, we've talked about the physical aspect of things, but one of the tips you provide is kind of keeping your emotion and your stress level in check. How can this benefit you in avoiding chronic pain?
I just really love that question, because not everyone thinks of their emotional state as having anything to do with the pain they're in. And yet, in my book, Align, Feel, Heal, I talk a lot about and give specific case studies on clients that I work with over years, that there's a direct correlation between their stress levels, and not just stress, but the emotional pain that they're carrying, and worry and anxiety and depression and sadness and grief and so on, that is directly correlated to their pain. And the way I describe it is a couple ways. One is that our bodies are an accumulation of stress. I mean, you can call it stress of time, but also stress of nutritional stress, viral stress, postural alignment stress or misalignment stress, and emotional stress. And when we are managing all those different stresses, when we're in homeostasis, when we're in balance, then our bodies do just fine. And our bodies are always constantly trying to restore us back to balance. However, in the form of some stress that becomes overwhelming, let's take grief. You lose someone you love, or you break up with your partner in a relationship, and you're feeling a massive amount of stress that suddenly surges on, then that can be the tipping point to add on to, say, postural stress, so a misalignment of your spine, misalignment of your shoulders or your neck. And that extra added emotional stress compounds the stress overall on your body. And your body doesn't distinguish between physical and emotional stress. It just reads stress. So emotional stress can then be the tipping point to push your body over the edge and into pain. So one of the techniques I like to use, not just meditation, but also breathing into reducing stress. And then beyond that, of course, managing the things in your life that you need to manage to find happiness. Because the best cure for pain in general is to be happy and to find a way to eliminate the things in your life and to create the things in your life that that will foster that more and more.
And so we've talked about three tips now of how to manage that chronic pain in your life. And you mentioned it earlier, you have a book coming out on January 14th, Align, Feel, and Heal. And that's going to be filled with lots of tips on how to manage chronic pain. It'll probably cover some of the stuff we've talked about. But what are some of the other topics that people can expect to find in Align, Feel, and Heal?
Yeah, the book is really a comprehensive approach on treating chronic pain. The medical model that we are conditioned in is wonderful. It helps us. It saves lives. And yet it only addresses one part of us, and that's the physical part. And that's their purview. That's what they do. It's important for someone in pain, and there are over 52 million Americans every year who struggle with chronic pain. And these are people who are within and working within the Western medical model, but they're still in pain. And so the book goes into why that is for many people, why the Western protocol can often leave people still in pain. And then the other part is I give techniques and tools that to get out of pain, which you'll read. Some of it is about realigning the body. Some of it is about managing or reducing emotional stress. But there are also techniques, breathing techniques, journaling techniques. And, of course, one of the things I really like to talk about is visualizing and visualization. Our bodies, our brains don't distinguish between what's real on the outside and what's real for you on the inside. And as you start to visualize and create a picture of perfect health and no pain in your body, you can start to move towards that. And there's all kinds of science that says that is that it's a viable and effective way of eliminating pain. And that's the thing about the book. You know, everything in the book is scientifically based, and of course, experientially based. I had a clinic, a pain clinic, for almost 20 years. So working with people every day with all kinds of pain from all walks of life. So it's kind of a download on all my experience as well as the latest science and hopefully the tools that can help a lot of people relieve pain.
Now, David, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I think the biggest thing I would want to leave them with is always pay attention to your body. Pay attention, connect with yourself, connect with your body. And as you stay connected, you're able to respond, whether that's to reduce stress or improve your health. But as long as you're not looking for someone else to fix you, if you're looking within and you're willing to take responsibility and do what it takes, then the chances are you will find a solution.
Well, David, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was David Starbuck Smith, an expert in body mechanics, anatomy, holistic health, former professional tennis player, and an author. And his new book, Align, Feel, and Heal, coming out on January 14th. You can get that wherever books are sold. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.